Food, Timber, and Climate Change. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The sites of coffee plantations in California and vineyards in Britain are becoming more common as the climate changes. But behind what sounds like a success story is a sobering one. Climate change is shifting the region suitable for growing food all around the world. According to a new study by researchers from the University of Cambridge, as crop growing shifts northwards, a squeeze will be put on the land needed to produce timber. The timber these trees produce is used to make everything from paper and cardboard to furniture and buildings. According to the study, which was recently published in the journal Nature Climate Change, more than 25% of existing forestry land, an area equivalent in size to India, will become more suitable for agriculture by the end of the century if climate change continues unabated. Approximately 90% of this current forestry land is located in Canada, China, Russia, and the United States. Global timber production is worth more than $1.5 trillion every year. Recent heat waves and wildfires have caused huge losses of timber forests around the world. According to the World Bank, the value of the global food system is estimated to be roughly $8 trillion annually. Scientists expect climate change to cause some areas to become too hot for growing food, particularly in the tropics and southern Europe. With the global demand for food and the global demand for wood both projected to double by 2050, the increasing climate change-driven competition between the two is set to be an emerging issue in the coming decades. For more information on this and other environmental news, visit earthwiseradio.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at wamcpodcasts.org.